आहारः पुनः किमपि चालयति वा इतोपि
महाकाय सूर्यकोटि समप्रभा निर्विघ्नं कुरु मे देव सर्वकार्येषु सर्वदा.
What did we see in the last one? Can someone help me out to find it out? Seema, can you say what did we see in the last one?
No, yes, yes. Eshaha. Saha kaha.
Okay. And then?
It means this is, that is, and what is.
No, that is actually
something like
he is and who is. Okay. So, okay, let it be. I will just start from the beginning of the Sambhashanam. Sambhashanam means, Bhashanam is talking. Sambhashanam is a similar way with a prefix called Sat in front of it. So, I'll just explain a bit and then we will go to the next level. I think many of you have had got doubts in Eshaha Saha. So we will see it once again today. Those. The first thing that we saw was self-introduction. Anyone remembers how to introduce yourself? Monika?
Yes. Mama Nama Monika?
Wonderful. Mama Nama Monika.
Mama Nama Monika.
Did you try to write it out? Your name or Mama Nama Monika?
My name, yes, but I have one question about the Sanskrit keyboard for the telephone. How do you get one character to split in the middle in the telephone?
You mean you're trying to type it in the mobile, is it?
Yes. I wanted to send it to my mother and I couldn't.
Okay, that, let me do one thing then. I will probably, next class, we will spend some 20-30 minutes in that. I will just share my mobile screen and show you how I type.
Okay,
because
awesome.
I don't think if I explain it, you'll be able to understand it. It is a little tricky.
Okay, thank you.
Before that, any of you need another revision class only for the letters, where we will be doing Akshara, Vyanjana and everything. You will have to write in the class only. Will that work? I mean, do you think it will be useful to you if I do it?
I'm okay with whatever everybody wants, but I think I don't need another class for the letters. Like,
okay,
I think
if
it's more up to me.
That's really fine. Just for others who need letters, if you want to attend, you can also attend. That's not a problem. So we will plan it out in the week, in this week only, because once you start understanding the letters properly, you can really progress quickly with the idea. Anyhow. It's fine. Mama Nama Monika. It's fine. Okay. Gayatri Bhagini, can you say, how do you ask what is your name if the person is a male?
If the person is a?
Male or a masculine.
Is a male. Okay. Bhavata Nama Kim?
It is Bhavataha.
Right. Sorry. Bhavataha Nama Kim?
Nama. It's not Nama. Nama.
Bhavatah nama kim?
Bhavatah nama kim? Do you understand? Mama nama, bhavatah nama. Okay?
Yeah.
Seema Bhagini, can you say if the person is a female, how do you ask? What is your name?
Bhavatyah nama ki.
Wonderful. Bhavatyah nama ki. Now we will go it in the reverse order. You say, my name is so-and-so, and if the person is masculine, how do you ask? If the person is feminine, how do you ask them?
You say like this. Mama nama Seema.
Wonderful.
Bhavatyah nama ki.
This is what?
For female.
Understood.
And for men, bhavatah nama.
Bhavatah.
Bhavatah nama.
No, you're saying bhavatah. It is bhavatah.
Bhavatah nama.
Bhavatah. So always do first masculine and then do the feminine, because in most of the books that will be the order, so that you don't get confused. Okay.
Okay.
Gayatri Bhagini, can you do this once?
Sure. Mama nama Gayatri. Bhavatah nama kim?
No, Bhagini, that's what I said. You don't say bhavataha. That is wrong. It's bhavataha. It's only hraswa, not dirgha.
Bhavataha.
It is like saying, bhavataha. Correct.
Bhavataha. Maybe I should connect from my phone. Somehow your voice is very low for me because I think I'm using my computer.
Is it the same for everybody?
For me, when I connect, there is a button that says speaker. If I don't press the button that says speaker, then I cannot hear well. So maybe there's one button that you have to press somewhere.
Oh, okay, yeah, because I like your voice is very, maybe I need to log in again and come back inside.
No, just wait. It could be the problem from my end even. So, we'll see. I don't see any button for speaker here. I'm connecting from my laptop.
I think it's just because I just dialed in directly from the computer.
Okay. All right, yeah. Can you do it?
But I can try this and then I can.
Yeah. Please go ahead.
Mama nama Gayatri. Bhavatah nama kim?
Bhavatah nama kim. Is the person female?
Mama nama Gayatri. Bhavatyah nama kim?
Wonderful. Bhavatyah nama kim. That's fine. Monica, can you try?
I'm sorry about the button. I just sent a screenshot of my telephone where it said the speaker thing in case you want to take a look at the WhatsApp. I sent a picture.
No, that will... Okay, whatever you have sent.
Sure, thank you. Yeah, I'll have to dial in. I'll log out and log back in.
Sure.
In 1 minute. Thank you.
Okay. Monica, what you have sent is for hands-free kind of. I am using my phone.
Okay. Anyway, so Mama Nama Monica Bhavataha Nama Kim.
Wonderful.
And Bhavatyaha Nama Kim.
Wonderful. Bhavataha Nama Kim. Bhavatyaha Nama Kim.
Thank you.
Okay. So the next thing that we saw, were you able to attempt the homework, Seema and Monica?
Yes, I could do the homework. I didn't send it to you because I printed it out and there were so many pages. I would have sent like 60 pictures.
Actually, it would be great if you write it instead of taking the printout.
Oh, yes, I wrote it on the same... on the same page below, like below the picture, okay. And started to write in Sanskrit and in English.
Okay.
below every, I can send you a few pictures to see, to so you can see what I did.
Okay. So I think Mary was the one who was asking me how to do it, but I don't. She joined, but she left the call. I don't know what happened.
You're right. I don't think
she probably could hear the recording on Zoom. She wants. So the first thing was he. When the subject is nearby, so we were using eshaha for he, and kaha is the word to say who. Eshaha kaha. Someone has joined, I guess. Hello, can you please announce your name? Hello. Okay. So Eshaha is to say he, and so is Saha. Both represent he only, but the only difference is Eshaha says that the subject is nearby, and Saha says the subject is far away. And Kaha is to ask who is he. Kaha represents who, but for masculine, who is he? Is that clear? Any doubts in this?
I'm clear with that.
All right, that's great. Gayatri, Seema, is it all
I'm
clear?
I'm clear.
Okay, that's wonderful. Priya Bhadini? Jalpa Bhadini? I couldn't hear you, Bhagini. Please check your connection just in case they're trying to speak. So the idea is only this. So the pronoun he has two ways. One is eshaha and another one is saha. If it is nearby, you should be using eshaha. If it is far away, you should be using saha. And you want to ask who is he, but it is only he, then it should be kaha. Similarly, if the if the person is female, then saha will become sa, eshaha will become esha, kaha will become ka. Okay, is that clear?
Yes.
Sa, esha, ka. Sha, sa is if the person is far. Esha, the person is near. And ka, if you want to ask who is she, then that becomes ka. Then napumsakalingam will be tat. Tat is to say far. Then wherever you add a in front of it, then that becomes nearby. A tat is near. And Kim is to ask who. Okay. Agre Sarema, which means let us move on from here. We move on. Agre is next. Agre Saramaha means we will move on. We move on to the next one. This I will come to it a little later. I will be. Did I send you all Abhyasa Pustakam?
Yes.
Yes.
I did send it. Can you open that book? We will just follow that from now on. Whenever necessary, I will just go to it. Please take the book and we will go from page number 1. Have you all taken it?
Yes.
So the first page that you see is there are two pictures at the top. Manika, can you try to read those?
You mean the one that you have on the screen now?
No, it is not on the screen. Do you want me to share it with you?
No, from the book. From the book, the first page.
I can try to share it. Just give me a minute.
You mean the book with the sun and everything?
A book with what?
I am a little confused about which book.
Wait. I will just share it with you.
The Abhyasa Pustakam.
Just give me a minute. I'm just trying to find
it. Okay, thank you.
Are you able to see my screen? No?
Yes.
That one.
You have the book, right?
Yes, you can see it.
Okay.
Am I supposed to have that one?
Yeah, you try to read these two.
No. I mean, am I supposed to have that book with me?
Yes.
Because I don't have it.
Oh, really?
Shall I send it now to you? Oh, yes, please. but maybe later, if you are sharing the screen.
No, that's okay.
Thank you.
Too many documents. Check up these. I'll send it in chat. Hope I can drag and drop.
Okay.
See if you've got it.
Okay, you already sent it, you said?
It's just on the way in chat windows.
Okay.
It has to come all the way from India today, so it'll take some time. Excuse me. I think you would have received by now.
You sent it via a tab, via email?
Chat window.
Okay.
I can send it to her, if she wants.
Yeah, see if it is there. If not, I can see what it
is. Let me see. Right. You sent... you sent... No, I don't have it.
It's right there in the chat. I can email it to you otherwise.
Oh, yes. Please email it to me because I'm... Okay, thank you.
Sure. Or do you want me to send it to you on WhatsApp?
No, can you email it to me, please? You already
I don't have your email.
I sent you the other day.
I will send it, Manika. You can see my screen right now, right? So you can read from here.
Yes, I can do it on the screen. Yes. Okay, so... Mama Nama Sudeshaha?
Sureshaha.
Sureshaha. Bhavataha Nama Kim?
Wonderful. And what do you infer from this? Also read this line and then you can explain.
Okay. Mama Nama Ramaha.
Wonderful.
Okay, so he is a teacher that he's introducing himself and then he asks one of the male students what his name is. And his name is Ramesh.
Ramaha.
Sorry.
Suresh, yes. And Ramesh.
Suresh.
Rama.
Yeah.
Suresh Ramaha. Yes. Now you can do this action.
Okay. Mama Nama Sureshaha Bhava.
Oh, that is actually correct. Please go.
Okay. Bhava Ta Bhavatyaha Nama Kim.
Wonderful.
Mama nama Lata.
Mama nama Sureshah. Bhavatyaha nama kim? Mama nama Lata.
Should I keep reading? No.
No. You understood, I guess. So
okay.
Fine.
Yes. Thank you.
Seema Bhagini, can you do this one?
Bhavataha nama kim?
Don't make it dirgha. It is bhavataha only. It's not taha. Bhavataha nama.
Bhavataha nama kim? Mama nama Krishnaha. Bhavatyaha nama kim? Mama nama Radha.
Wonderful. It is just the same. So here he basically says, my name is so and so, what is your name? Here he directly asks, what is your name? And he's replying. And he's asked her, what is your name? And she's replying. That's it. Jalpa Bhagini, are you there in the class? I'm unable to hear anything from you. It would be great if you could speak out so that you can.
Yes, I am in the class.
Can you try to do the last section?
Yes. Bhavataha nama kim?
You can fill up something.
Bhavataha nama kim? Bhavata nama Radha?
No, Bhagini. Bhavataha is only for male.
For male, sorry. Bhavataha nama.
We ask Bhavataha nama kim? Addressing only a male. So he says Ramaha.
Yes.
Similarly, Bhavatyaha Namakim addresses only a female. So she says Latha. Here as well, he is asking Bhavataha Namakim. He replaced Krishna. You can even fill up the same thing here from the picture.
Okay. Bhavataha Namakim. Bhavataha Nama Yash.
No, Bhavataha is worse. One second. So when you ask what is your name, what will you reply? Will you reply your name is Jalpa? No, right? You'll say my name is Jalpa, right?
Mama nama.
So you should be using mama nama. So here it is masculine. Yes. So fill up with some masculine name only.
Sure. Bhavataha nama kim? Mama nama Yash. Bhavatyaha nama kim? Mama nama Jalpa.
What was the masculine name that you said?
Yash.
Yashaha.
That's my son's name.
Yeah, okay. That should be Yashaha, not Yash.
Yashaha.
Most of the masculine names will have Visarga at the end. The two dots here represent Visarga. Krishnaha, Ramaha, Ganeshaha, Govindaha, Raghavaha, Murali. And there are some exceptions like Hari, Murali and all that. But that will be ending in E. Okay.
Okay.
So when you want to end it in A, add Usarika to it.
Got it.
Yeah. So Nama Eshaha should be the proper. Nice. Did you understand Eshaha Saha?
Yes.
So Eshaha is he. Saha is also he. But the difference is the person is near and the person is far. Can you read out the first example which is already there in the picture?
Eshaha balakaha. Saha vriddha.
Vriddha. Don't leave the vriddha. Please read the vriddha. See the vriddha and read it properly. Okay?
Saha vriddha.
Now can you translate it in English? Eshaha balakaha. What do you mean by that?
This is a boy.
It is not this or, boy. This is different. Eshaha is a pronoun.
Okay. Eshaha balakaha. That is a boy?
No, it is not this or that. It is not an object.
Okay.
It is a subject in masculine. It's a pronoun. What is a pronoun for a male?
He.
So?
He is a boy. And Taha would be?
That is also he only. The only difference is, no, Bhagini, please understand, both of them are human beings. They are not objects.
Okay.
Right?
Yes.
So, the pronoun is he only, right? I told you just now, Eshaha is when the person is nearby, you should be using Eshaha. When the person is far, but within your visibility, then you should be using Saha. Both represent only he.
Okay.
Now can you do?
Yeah. You want me to do the same one?
Yeah, same one.
Eshaha Balakaha. He is a boy. Saha Vruddaha. He is an old person.
Okay, but can you explain what is Eshaha and Saha one?
Eshaha means he is he, and Saha also is he, but that person is little far away. It's visible, but it's little far away. Eshaha is little closer.
You understood, right? Very
yes.
Similar for Esha and Sa. Both represent the pronoun she, but the only difference is if the female is nearby, you will be using Esha. If the female is far away, you will be using Sa. And for an object, Etat is it. It is a book, it is a house. But Etat says the object is nearby, and Tat says the object is far away. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Gayatri Bhagini, can you do this one?
Sorry, I can't see a mouse. Which one? You want me to do Ganeshaha?
Second one.
Yeah. Okay, yes. Eshaha Ganeshaha Saha Govindaha.
Why do you say Eshaha for Ganeshaha and Saha for Govindaha? Can you explain?
Because it is, he is Ganesh and Ganesh is actually close.
Yeah.
He is Govinda and Govinda is far away.
That's nice. Nevada. Monica, can you do the last one?
Okay. Eshaha Arakshakaha. Arakshakaha. Eshaha Arakshakaha. And Saha Sainikaha.
Wonderful. Eshaha Arakshakaha. Saha Sainikaha. Arakshakaha means a policeman.
Okay.
Sainikaha is a soldier.
A soldier.
Okay. So can you explain why did you say Eshaha for Arakshakaha and Saha for Sainikaha?
Because the policeman was close and the soldier was far away.
So we use he only for both, but the word is different. Wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Can you also do
Yes. I have one question.
Yeah.
So is it because this me is chota, right? It's a short matra. So will it be Sainikaha or Sainikaha?
Sainikaha.
So it's a long E? It's
no,
a longer
it's not.
E sound?
Sainikaha.
Short.
It is not Sainikaha. Only if I say ni, then that is long. I'm using
okay. Ni. Sainikaha.
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 So give a pass for ni. Sainikaha. Don't break it.
Okay.
Sainikaha.
Sainik kaha.
No, you are giving a break between saini and kaha.
Right.
Okay, don't do
it.
That. My name is Sumitra. It's like saying Sumitra.
Sure, I get it. Yeah.
Fortunately, that makes sense to my name, but not to everything, right?
Right.
So don't
right.
Be.
सैनिकः
ओके सा सीता
नो नो इट इस नॉट सा सी इन
आ नो सॉरी एषा सीता सा संध्या
संध्या कैन यू एक्सप्लेन
सा सीता इज क्लोज
इट इज नॉट सा इट इज एषा
Yes, Esha, Esha Sita, because Sita is close, and Sa, Sandhya, because Sandhya is far away.
Wonderful. That's great. Seema Bhagini, can you go to the next one?
Esha Balika. सा व्रता
नो इट्स वृद्धा
वृद्धा
व्रता मीन्स फास्टिंग वृद्धा मीन्स ओल्ड
वृद्धा
हां वृद्धा
यस बालिका इज नियर एंड वृद्धा इज फार Both of them are she.
You're trying to say she is Balika and she is Vridha.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yes. Balika is nearby and Vridha is far. So you're using Esha and Sa. Wonderful.
Yes. Thank you.
Dhanyavad. Gayatri Bhagini, Agrimam Karotu.
Esha, Nalini. She is Nalini and Nalini is close. Sa, Savitri. She is Savitri and Savitri is far away.
Wonderful. Samyak. Dhanyavadaha. Jalpa Bhagini, Etat Karotu.
Etat Pushtakam.
It's Etat only, not Etaha.
Etat Pushtakam. Tat Graham.
Graham, it's not Graham. Always remember, Graham is a planet. Graham is a house.
Oh, Graham.
Graham.
Griham.
Graham.
Griham.
It's not Gri, it's Gr.
Gri. Graham.
No, Gr. You're saying Gri, which is wrong. Say Gr.
Gr.
Graham.
Graham.
Fine. Can you explain like how Gayatri Bhagini?
Yeah. Etat Pushtakam the Pushtakam is the book is close by, so that is Pushtakam. And Tat means that is house. That.
Bhagini, please listen. We are talking only about she it. Please don't say this and that here.
Okay. So it is book which is close by and it is a house which is far away.
Wonderful. You understood it, right? Because yes. There is a difference in saying this, that and it. That's why I'm specifying you not to use this and that. Otherwise you'll get confused.
Sure, no problem. So thank you. Dhanyavad.
Eshasa etatat. Swagatam. Monica agrimam karotu.
Okay. Etat chatram tat phalam phalam
phalam phalam phalam
phalam the umbrella is close and the phalam is fruit it's not apple right or is apple phalam
no phalam is generally fruit not specifically fruit. Apple
okay so the fruit is far away
So it is an umbrella, it is an apple, right? That is the idea here. So add it to it.
It is an umbrella, it is a fruit. Thank you.
But it is nearby and it is far away. Right?
Right, yes.
Yeah. Seema Bhagini, Agrimam Karotu.
Etat. Pushpam
tat krishna phalam
na phalakam
phalakam krishna phalakam yeah
phalakam it's not phalakam it's phalakam
phalakam krishna phalakam
it's a flower pushpam is a flower and krishna phalakam krishna means black phalakam means board so black board is krishna phalakam yeah now we can do it
this is a flower
no it is not this I just explained to Jalpa Bagini don't use this uh-huh. we are talking about he she it and not this and that
okay so I didn't got it how to explain we can say the flower is near something like
no,
that
no it is a flower she has been I mean both of them did it right it is a book it is a house but the book is nearby house is far away uh-huh. it is an umbrella it
uh-huh.
is an
yes, yes yes yes
umbrella is nearby and apple is far away
yes the flower is near
don't say the flower is near say it is near
uh-huh. yes it is near flower it is near and
so
sorry I cannot understand your question
no you said it is nearby right
yes
what do you use in Sanskrit then what will you write
etat here? Etat etat pushpam
okay now here tat, krishna phalakam is far
yes tat krishna phalakam krishna phalakam yes etat
it's a blackboard
pushpam yes it is a blackboard and it's far away
right
it is flower and it is near
You understood it, right? No doubts here.
Yes, no.
Jalpa Bagini, can you do the last one?
Yes. Etat upa...
Sorry, my screen got turned.
Etat upa netram tat dur darshanam.
It's dura darshanam, it's not dur darshanam.
Durdarsham, darshanam.
No, listen. Dura darshanam, it's not dura, it's dura.
Durdarshanam.
No, Bhagini, you're saying dur. I'm saying, please say ra properly. Dura darshanam.
Okay. Tat dura darshanam.
Only in Hindi, you will be using this as a pure consonant. But this is Sanskrit, we have to read it fully.
Okay. So, it is close by, that is, the glasses are close by, and the television is far away.
Okay. Samyak, so try to fill the blanks here, fill in the blanks so that you will have some writing practice. So we will now move on to the next one. I will read the first one. There is a balika, a balakaha, a dwaram. Dwaram is an opening. So balika is a female, balakaha is a male, dwaram is a neuter gender one because it ends in ma. And here there is a doctor. There is a vriddha. Doctor is vaidyaha. If the doctor is a male, then it will be vaidyaha. And vriddha, female. And yanam. Yanam is the vehicle. So the idea here is to say yes or no. Asti nasti is different from yes or no. Asti says it is available. Nasti says it is not available. But yes is means yes. na means no. So here sa balika va means is she a girl? Then the answer is sa balika. So the answer will be yes, she is a girl. I'll just repeat it again. Sa balika va. Va is the word that we use to ask a question. Is it so? Is that so? Sa balika va. Is she a girl? Then the answer is aam. Sa balika. Yes, she is a girl. Okay. Now, Seema Bhagini, can you do the next one? Now, see the gender and then use appropriate pronouns here.
It's he is a man, yes, because of her. Saha balakaha.
Balakaha.
Balakaha. What is ba?
Ba means if he a boy, if he. It is a question word, right? If he. That is ba. I mean, Saha, it's common for
yes.
all the three genders.
Yes. So, Saha.
First read it. Yeah.
Saha balikaha va.
Seema Bhagini, you're saying balikaha. It's balakaha. There is no meaning.
Sorry. Balakaha.
Saha
balakaha va. Aam sa balakaha.
It's saha bhagini. Why are you saying
sorry. Saha balakaha.
So many homework on it.
Yes. I should write
saha
it.
Saha balakaha.
Saha balakaha.
Aam saha balakaha.
Aam saha balakaha.
Wonderful. Gayatri Bhagini, can you do the next one?
So, I don't think I have done this, but this will be tat dwaram. Is that right?
Then?
Yes, okay. Tat dwaram va. Am tat dwaram.
Wonderful. Can you explain?
Is this a door? Yes, it is a door.
Okay. So, when you explain, always explain that it is a neuter gender word. So I am using tat here. Va is the word to ask.
Sure.
Is it. So I am using va here. I am using aam because yes, that is a door.
Okay. All okay. Right.
So that others can also understand that.
Right.
Monica, can you attempt to the next one?
Okay. Saha sainikaha va.
Wonderful.
Na saha vaidyaha.
Wonderful. Vaidyaha. Saha sainikaha va. Na saha vaidyaha. So you're saying no, he's a doctor. Right? Yeah. Can you also try the next one?
Okay. Saha yuvatihi.
Yuvatihi. And
what?
Here, what should you add?
Yuvatihi. No. Yes. Na?
No. Monika ji, just a minute. Saha yuvatihi. Here, you should be using something, the question word.
Va. Yes. Va. Yes. Saha yuvatihi va.
Wait. Yuvatihi is not a masculine word.
Oh, okay. I thought the visarga meant always masculine. Okay, okay.
No, it is actually. This is an exception here. Okay. So now what should you be using?
Then I should be using sa.
Sa.
Sa yuvatihi va. So that's not yuvatihi, right? So
yuvati is a young lady, so she's not young. I see wrinkles on her face.
Yes,
so,
she looks. So, na sa
vridha
vridha
vridha vridha right.
So only this letter will be having visarga.
Okay.
Here if you see this page, do you hear some noise from my side?
A little bit, but we can hear, we can still hear
it's,
you.
It's just a little static. I think today the I logged in from my phone also, still the sound is a little low for me.
Okay, I don't know, here there is some noise going on. Probably the...
It's sometimes even in the conference call, you know, if there's an overload, it happens.
Yeah, that's fine, but my question was about, I'm hearing some noise from the street, so I was just...
No, we can't hear the street noise or anything.
Okay, all right. So, I was trying to say the Vridha is here. Same wrinkles, same bindi and everything.
Yes.
You can decide the lady's role. Somebody wanted to ask something?
Yeah, I have a question.
Yeah.
Now, over here, we are only using Sa, Saha and Tat. We are not going to be using etat or...
you can use if you want. It's your interpretation. If you think the Vridha is nearby, use Esha.
Okay. So we can use that based on the distance.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
So basically this is Sambhashanam, which means you will be using it when you talk with people day to day.
Right. Yes.
But this is a picture, so he would have made it closer nearby, but somehow they did not do it.
Sure, no, that's okay.
That's why
I actually sent separate
exercises for all of this, showing the hands nearby and far away.
Yeah, that was very helpful. Thank you.
You were saying something else?
No, this is it. I just wanted to make sure, yes, we can use that.
Okay.
Thank you.
Jalpa Bhagini, can you do the last one?
Yes. Etat Chitram Vaha.
It's not Vaha, it's only Vaha. Why are you using
Vaha? Vaha.
Etat Chitram Vaha.
Etat Vahanam.
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 Na Etat Vahanam.
Na etat vahanam, vahanam.
Vahanam.
Vahanam. Na etat vahanam.
Don't say na etat vahanam. It should be na etat vahanam. It's no. It is a vehicle, not a picture.
Right.
You have to proper stress part.
Na etat Vahanam.
Vahanam.
No. Na etat vahanam. No, that is a... Oh, sorry.
It is a vehicle.
It is a vehicle.
So, even to this, write and keep it. And this will be your homework again. So, I will just explain you the first two sentences. You see Nirmala here, Balika here, and Yuvatihi here. So this is the line. Too noisy here. So Nirmala, Balika, Va. So these two you should use it for a question. If you see a tick mark, you should say Aam Nirmala Balika. If you see a cross, you should say Sa Yuvatihi Na. So you're using both. You're using the name as well as Sa. You have to relate such a way. So here Rohini Vaidya. There is a cross. So you should say Rohini Vaidya Va Na. Rohini Vaidya Na. But there is a tick next to Vidyarthini. So you should be saying Sa Vidyarthini. Vidyarthini. Is it clear?
Yes.
Yes.
Manika ji, are you clear?
Yes, I am clear. That's the homework you said, right?
Yeah, it is a bit confusing, but you will have to try it out. Basically, use this and this for va. First column and second column. You add it and add a va. If you see a tick, say aam, the name itself and the profession.
Okay.
Aam Nirmala Balika. Aam Maheshah Vidyarthi. If you see a croc, say ta. Don't use the name here. So only to this you should be using the name. If it is a tick mark.
Okay.
So this column, use the name itself. This column, use Saha or Sa.
Okay.
Alright. So the next one is also very similar to that. So here it's all Pullinga, it's all Strilinga, it's all Napunsakalinga. Jalpa Bhagini, can you try to read the sentences here? What is given?
Yes. Rakta sthali
thala. Rakta means blood.
Rikta sthalani saha sa etat eteshu.
See and read it properly. This is not etat. This is just tat. Tat.
Sorry, tat. Eteshu uchita rup pena pura yatu. So kind of like fill in the blanks.
Rikta sthanani means fill in the blanks. Sthanam is a singular. Sthanani is a plural. Because we are having more than one dash here, right? So rikta sthanani says that there are multiple blanks there. Yeteshu uchita rupena purayatu. So on this uchita rupam, rupa means the form. Uchita means a perfect form,
appropriate.
Now pena, the pena element at the end says with a proper form. This is in Tritiya Vibhakti. Uchita rupena purayatu, fill it up, fill in the blanks with proper answers. Just give me a minute.
Proper.
Okay, now there's a lot of noise. I don't know what happened there.
Deepika Bhagini, can you please mute yourself? Thank you. Okay. So Rakta Sthanani Purayatu. Purayatu says fill it up. Okay. Dhanyavadah Bhagini. Gayatri Bhagini, can you read the first one? First line. What is here?
Pullinga Shabda Shabda Shabdataha Purvam Taha Iteva Lekhyaniyam.
No, wait. Pullinga Shabdataha Purvam Taha Iteva Lekhaniyam.
Lekhaniyam. Pullinga Shabdataha.
Mm-hmm. From the pullinga shabdhas, from
right.
Here, you should be using saha. Purvam saha. Right. Purvam means front. So this is a pullinga shabda, and this is the purvam of pullinga shabda, which means before
right.
The pullinga shabda. So
yeah,
saha
like
is Iti eva means like that only. Like what?
Okay.
Sah.
Yes.
Lekhaniyam says that you have to write.
Right. Yes. Got it.
Okay. Pullinga shabdatah purvam sah iti eva lekhaniyam.
My goodness, you said so easily. Pullinga shabdatah purvam. Purlinga shabdatah purvam saha iti yena lekhaniyami.
Lekhaniyam.
Lekhaniyam.
Ityeva. It is not ityena, it is ityeva.
Ityeva. Right.
Ityeva. Lekhaniyam. Lekhaniyam.
Lekhaniyam. Okay.
Are you able to follow it?
Yeah, I'm able to follow it. I should just remember this. That is difficult.
That will come. You will need a lot of practice. So every day,
sure.
Try to open the homework sheet. Try to do 3 or 4 in that.
Mm-hmm.
That way you will be able to do it easily. And
I think what will also be helpful is hearing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking hearing the recording also.
You can converse in the group. You just write small dialogues saying mama nama Gayatri, bhavatah nama kim, bhavan
uh-huh.
kim karoti, bhavati kim karoti, what are you doing?
Right.
Someone else can replay you. Aham khadami, I'm eating. Aham pashyami,
okay.
I'm seeing.
Okay.
So that is the best way to practice. I have said
sure.
this many times, but again to say, I was actually taught only like so. Even the explanation that I am giving you in English was not given to me in English when I started.
Mm-hmm.
It was only in Sanskrit. I had to figure out by guessing what it could be.
Sure.
So
mm-hmm.
try to converse in Sanskrit in the group. Basic words. Kim karoti, what are you doing? So,
okay. Thank you. Dhanyavada.
Monica, can you do the next one?
Okay. Tri ling gusha ba.
I will help you out. Strilinga shabdatah.
Strilingam shabdatah.
Strilinga shabdatah.
Strilinga shabdatah.
Wonderful. Strilinga shabdatah. Purvam.
Sa Itieva Lekhaniyam.
Wonderful. Lekhaniyam. Strilinga shabdatah purvam sa itieva lekhaniyam.
Okay.
Are you able to understand?
I'm gonna read it in English.
Sorry?
Yes. Strilingam was female?
Yes. Strilingam is a female. So, Strilinga Shabdataha means for the Strilinga Shabda.
Okay.
Okay. Purvam is in front of it. You
I'm sorry,
be
what?
Using. Purvam means front. Before.
Friend. Okay.
So you should be using sa. Sa ityeva lekhaniyam. You should be writing only sa.
Okay.
Okay. Do you understand?
Yes. For female, we should be writing sa.
In front of it.
In front of it.
The first
yes.
line was pullinga shabdataha purvam सः इत्येव लेखनीयं, विच् मीन्स् इफ् यु सी अ पुल्लिङ्ग शब्द रैट् सः इन् फ्रण्ट् आफ़् इट्
ओके बिफोर् द वर्ड्
इट् इस् अ स्त्रीलिङ्ग शब्द रैट् सा इन् फ्रण्ट् आफ़् इट् इट् इस् बेसिकलि द सेम् स्टोरि सेम् वैन् इन् अ डिफ्रेण्ट् बाटल् दे आर् जस्ट् ट्रैङ्ग् टु मेक् अस् डू द सेम् थिङ्ग् ओवर् अण्ड् ओवर् अगेन्
ओके टु लर्न्
या जस्ट् इन् अ डिफ्रेण्ट् फ्लेवर्स् बिकास् we will be using it extensively in sambhashanam, day to day sambhashanam. Imagine you're walking in a street, you see someone mm-hmm. new, and you're asking your friend or neighbor who is he, you'll be using saha saha because you don't know that person.
Oh, okay.
Then you say saha govindaha,
okay,
maybe a new neighbor. So these were all used in day to day sambhashanam earlier, that's why they've given it. Okay, yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Deepika Bhagini, would you like to try?
Yeah, I can read. I won't understand the meaning, but I can read.
That's okay. Yeah, yeah. Please read this line.
Nampuska ligadha shabdataha.
Napumsaka linga shabdataha.
Napumsaka linga gada. Shabdatah.
No, there is no gada. Napumsaka linga. Linga. Napumsaka linga.
Yeah, napumsaka linga.
Napumsaka linga.
Napumsaka linga.
Napumsaka linga. Shabdatah.
Shabdatah.
Shabdatah. It's sha.
Shabdatah.
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 Say it slowly, okay? No, there is no hurry. You need not say napumsaka linga shabdataha. That will come over a period of time. Say napumsaka linga shabdataha.
Napumsaka linga shabdataha.
Wonderful. Purvam.
Purvam. Tata. Ityeva. Lekhniyam.
Wonderful. Napumsaka linga shabdataha. Purvam. Tat ityeva lekhaniyam. Would you try to say what it conveys?
No, I'm sorry.
Okay. So it says when you see a napumsakalinga padam. Padam is a word. Okay. So okay. When there is a napumsakalingam in front of it, Purvam says that in front of it, you have to write tat. Tat represents it.
Okay.
Saha is he, sa is she, tat is it. So when you see a masculine word, in front of it write saha, because that is masculine.
Okay.
In front of a feminine word, you have to write she, which is sa in Sanskrit.
Okay.
If you see a neuter gender word, napumsakalingam is a neuter gender, then write tat. In front of it.
Okay.
So this is going to be Abhyasa, which is a homework. You are seeing words here. So this is all Pullingam, Srilingam and Napumsakalingam Pada. So accordingly, fill it up here. Okay? Alright.
I have one question.
Yeah, go ahead.
So most of the words that end with aha are masculine.
Yeah, mostly. 90% you can say.
And the most of the words that end with E are feminine.
No. Okay. I will explain that.
Like Bhati, Lekhani.
Wait. That is E, not E. Right?
Uh-huh.
There is a difference. I think I can make a new one here. So your question was, now when I say Rama,
uh-huh.
the end is a, which is short, right?
Right.
Then that is a masculine. When I say Rama, the end is a, which is long, so it is going to be feminine.
Clear?
Okay, so long A is feminine.
Long A is feminine. For example, if you take my name, I am Sumitra.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And
so Sita,
Monika,
Lata,
Seema, Lata,
Jalpa,
Deepika, Jalpa. So it is all ending in A. I'm hearing echo. Deepika Bhagini, please be in mute. Thank you. So Rama is a Pratipadikam. There is something called Pratipadikam.
What does that mean?
So, wait, I'll tell you. And there is something called Dhatu. Pratipadikam is the stem, nominal stem.
Mm-hmm.
So here Rama is a stem and Ramaha is a subject. You cannot use Rama directly.
Right.
It is like a roti flour. You cannot use it directly. You have to add water to it.
Mm.
And the visarga is the water here to make it usable.
Okay.
Okay. So, for nouns, the root is known as nominal stem.
So, and the root is called as Pratipadikam?
Pratipadikam.
Pratipadikam. Okay.
Dhatu is something that will be used, that is a nominal stem for a verb. So this is
okay.
For nouns.
Hmm.
I'll write it here only. So that. And dhatu is the root for an action. For example, khad is a root.
Khadati.
Ah, wonderful. So khad is a root and khadati is, so basically khad says to eat.
Right.
Khadati says eating.
Eating.
When I say, when I add the subject and verb. So now it will be Rama is eating.
Mm-hmm.
So this Rama is a subject. And is eating, it's a verb or a kriya. Kriya is an action. So here subject plus action. Or you can call it a verb because verb says an action. Verb is an action.
So
in now
Sanskrit,
if you want to create it, Ramaha Kadati. Right?
And that so will, that will keep changing, right? With the gender?
Yeah, yeah, definitely it will change. I mean, it, this will not change with the gender. Rama Kadati, Ramaha Kadati. Everything
okay.
Will be the same. Khadati will not, only for aham it will change, aham khadami.
Okay.
This,
okay.
I will move it to the next slide so that.
Can I take a picture of this?
Yeah, you can take it. I will finish it off. I'll finish explaining, then you can.
Okay.
So now the idea is Rama is the Pratipadikam. Rama is also Pratipadikam. But for Rama, you cannot use it directly. You should be
Ramaha.
Ramaha. But Rama will be Rama only.
Okay.
Now this is one way. Where the end is A. Okay. Now for another way of a male will be Hari. So the end is Ikara. Right? And this is a male. Harihi will be the subject. Okay, now Vani, which is Dirga E.
Dirga means long?
Long. This is a female. Again, this is Vani only.
Right.
Deepa. So it should be Gayatri, Saraswati, Vani. Do you understand it?
Yes.
Or If you're struck with any questions, ask.
I have one question. So sometimes the ishi, like hari hari ishi, sometimes it's male and sometimes it's female, right?
Yeah, that is what I'm explaining. I'm taking nadi here for simplicity.
Mm-hmm.
Hari is haraswa. Nadi is dirga.
Okay.
Are you able to follow it?
Yes.
Short vowel and long vowel define if the pratipadikam is a male or female.
Okay, but for instance, yuvatihi is, how do we know that, for instance, yuvatihi is female?
And that comes with practice only.
Ah, it's only practice, just memory, okay. Yeah. Yeah,
I mean, you will not be encountering a lot of Yuvatihi, Lakshmihi and all that.
Okay.
We will do when we talk about nouns separately.
Mm-hmm.
For now, I'm explaining this so that you will have better clarity when you come across a word. Okay.
Okay.
So, this is one form of male. And there is another thing called Guru, which is short U and hence a male. So the subject will be Guruhu. For feminine, it's only two. And there is of course another one like Yuvatihi, Lakshmihi, that we will do it a little later. For now, Akaranta. Anta means end. So Akaranta, Ikaranta, Ukaranta talks about masculine. Akaranta, Ikaranta talks about feminine. Is that clear?
For now, yes.
That's clear.
For now, it should be clear, but we will deal it in a very elaborate way. So don't worry about it.
Thank you.
Yeah, I want to take a picture, if you don't mind, just one second.
I'm so sorry. I forgot.
No, that's okay.
You can just take this. I will also add Rama Khadati. So this is a masculine and feminine.
Sure. Okay, I took it. Thank you.
Yeah. Even for Harihi and all that, it will be the same. Harihi Khadati. Guruhu
Khadati.
And Ikaranta, I'll say Gayatri Khadati. It will all be the same.
Sure.
And this is the ending. So this is, there is an address that you will be saying. Akarantaha Pullingaha. And whatever Shabda comes, that should be in the quote. Rama Shabdaha. So the Pullinga, this is the address of Rama, or you can use Akarantaha Srilingaha Rama Shabdaha, Ikarantaha Pullingaha Hari Shabdaha. So here only the nominal stem will come.
Okay.
This is basically an address.
And sure. One thing that I couldn't hear well, you said that if the guru is female, you just say guru?
No, guru is a male.
It's only a male. And what is, and if the teacher is female or the master?
Okay, that is a good question. But understand, for now, I'm not dealing with it. So just follow up the ending. If it is guruhu, then it is a male. The nominal stem is guru. That much is in now, because it will be too confusing if I start saying it.
Okay,
no worries. Do it in detail for sure, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Dhanyavada.
Swagatam. So likewise, you should be able to fill this up. See the end and fill it up. And there are some... Okay. Now, Deepika Bhagini, can you try to read the title and the first four words in this?
Darpana?
No, first read the title.
Nityo Yogini Vastuni.
Okay, so Nityopayogini Vastuni. Can you read it that way?
Sure. Nityopyogini Vastuni.
Nityopayogini. Nityopayogini.
Nityopayogini.
No, Tyogini.
Yogini.
This way and ni is this way. So,
yeah.
Gini.
Gini.
Nityopayogini Vastuni.
Nityopayogini Vastuni.
Bhagini, it's not Yogini, it's Yogini.
Yogini.
Vastuni.
Vastuni.
It's not Vastu, it's Vastu.
Vastuni.
Vastu.
Deerga. Vastu.
You're saying Vastu. I'm saying Vastu.
Vastu. No. Vastu.
Don't no. add extra U. It's only U, but you're making it a single matra. It should be dual matra, which is Vastuni. It's not Vastuni. Vastuni is wrong.
Vastu.
Your name is Deepika. It's like saying Deepika.
Okay.
Okay.
So Vastu or Ni?
Vastuni.
Vastuni.
You get it?
Yeah.
So Nitya means daily, mm-hmm. every day, always. Upayogini, Upayogam is a singular word that says use. But there are a lot of things that we use every day. So it is given in plural. Upayogam, Upayogini. Again, Vastu is a singular. Vastuni is a plural. So daily usable things. The title. Can you read quickly the first four?
Sure. Darpan.
Bhagini, please see properly and read it. You don't forget Hindi for now.
Sorry, this is my first class.
That's okay. You see a dot next to the na, right?
Yeah.
That is known as Visarga. Okay.
So Darpana. So,
whenever you say Visarga, you should add, if it is after A, it should be Aha.
Okay.
If it is after A, which is Deerga, then it should be Aha. Okay.
Okay.
If it is next to E, it will be Ihi. If it is next to E, then that will be Ihi. If it is next to O, it is Uhu. If it is next to O, it will be Uhu. Okay? Yeah. Right. And now we can read it. Darpanaha.
Darpanaha.
Darpanaha is a mirror.
Manchaha. Then Vidu Deepa.
Vidyuddeepaha.
Vidyuddeepaha.
Wonderful.
Kardeepaha.
Karadeepaha.
Karadeepaha.
So mirror, a cot, a bulb and a torchlight. Okay. So all these are in mid-gender, Bhagini. Can you guess it?
Anyone or you asking her?
No, no, I want Deepika to say it.
No, I'm sorry.
No, we have been seeing, right? Ramaha, Rama, I explained it just now. I think you should be able to figure it out.
Darpan. So Darpan will be male?
Yeah, Darpanaha, because you see a visarga at the end. Okay.
manchah will also be a main. Vidyudipaha will also be a male.
Wonderful.
And Akaradipaha is also male.
Wonderful. You get it?
Yeah.
Good that. Okay. Jalpa Bhagini, can you do the next row?
Yes. Mandapaha is male.
Wonderful.
Padatranam. That's it.
So, the gender is?
It's Napusakalinga.
Wonderful. Napusakalinga. And then?
Kankattam. Is also Kankattam. Also Napusakalinga.
Wonderful.
Bhava Chitram. Also Napusakalinga. It's a picture.
Ah, wonderful.
Frame.
Wonderful. Manika, can you do the next one?
Yes. Sivanaya that's a little blurry than
it's yantram. Maybe if you get your own Sivanayantram.
I can read it in English below, but I'm trying to read in Sanskrit, and there are some letters that I cannot read here. Like, for instance, in the bed, the picture in the first row.
It's not here.
Yes, I cannot read that.
Okay, one second. I'll try to write it for you.
Okay, thank you.
So, just... in and ch together.
Okay.
So that is manchaha. And here it is yantram. In ta tra.
Yes. For me, that I'm not used to these letters, when it's blurry, it's very difficult.
Yeah, I understand. So, Sivana yantram is a tailoring machine. In what gender is it in, Bhagini?
It's neutral. Napumsakalingam.
Correct. Please go ahead.
And then, Patayanam.
Wonderful. Patayanam is a window.
And it's also Napumsakalingam.
Wonderful.
And then, Javanika.
Javanika.
That is feminine, so Strilingam.
Strilingam, and Javanika means a curtain.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. And the last one?
The last one, Janapetika. Janapetika.
No, that is not Ja. Yeah.
Yana petika. That's a suitcase or a bag?
Yeah. Yanam means vehicle. Petika means the box. So yana petika is the box that you take when you go in a travel or a trip. So that becomes a suitcase.
A suitcase. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Sivana yantram, Vatayanam, Javanika, Yana petika. And what gender is it in?
Feminine Strilingam.
Wonderful. Strilingam. Great. Seema Bhagini, can you do this?
Nidha Nika.
Wonderful. Nidhanika.
Nidhanika, it's a strilingam.
Oh, wonderful. Which means a shelf?
Yes, shelf.
Okay.
And it's Dui cha, Kri ka.
I'm getting help from the English also.
No, don't say it. You try to read only.
Okay. Yeah.
Dvichakrika.
Yeah. Dvichra. Krika is a strilingam. And I don't see this. I cannot figure out the middle. P.
Pa.
Fa.
Pa. It's not fa. It's pa.
Oh yes, pa.
Do you read this manchaha?
Manchaha.
Incha is the same. So pancha. There is a line after that. So panchalika.
Panchalika.
It's panchalika.
Sorry. Panchalika.
No, Bhagini, you are saying panchalika. I am saying panchalika.
Mm-hmm. Panchalika.
Wonderful. Panchalika is a doll.
Yes. And strilingam. And this is ma. It's ma pika.
Wonderful. Ma pika is a kale. Okay.
Strilingam.
That's great. Dhanyavadaha. Gayatri Bhagini, can you do the next one?
Mala. Mala. That's feminine. Pushpadhani.
Pushpadhani. There is a line after the pa.
Right, right. Pushpadhani.
It's Pushpadhani, not Pushpadhani. There is a line after pa, which is pa.
Pushpa. Pushpadhani. Is that right? Pushpadhani.
No, Bhagini. Pushpadhani is wrong. It is like saying Gayatri.
Pushpadhani.
Pushpadhani.
That is also Strilinga. And that's a flower pot. Flower vase. Duravani.
Duravani.
Duravani. That's a telephone. That is also Strilinga. Kartari.
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 Okay, so it's short A but long
no.
E.
Kartari.
Right?
Kartari.
Kartari.
Short, R is long, E is wrong. Long.
Kartari. Kartari.
Kartari.
Kartari. Strilinga Shabda?
Correct. I'll read once for all of you. Darpanaha, Manchaha, Vidyuddipaha, Karadipaha, Mandapaha. So all these are masculine. Padatranam, Kankatam, Bhavachitram, Sivanayantram, Vatayanam. All these are neuter gender. Javanika, Yanapetika, Nidhanika, Dvichakrika, Panchalika, Mapika, Mala, Pushpadhani, Duravani, Kartari. All these are feminine. Any doubts in the pictures?
Yes. What is Mandapaha? Is it
Mandapaha? It's a puja hut kind of that we keep in house. We keep the deities there and do puja.
Okay.
So there will be a room, puja room, on which a mandapa will be placed, which will be like a wooden.
So it can be indoors also, not only outdoors.
Mandiram is temple, which will be outside. Mandapa is puja temple here.
Okay, and that is inside.
Any kind of four opening place that you can enter into is a mandapa.
Okay,
I mean, a place that you do ceremonies or rituals or functions will be mandapa. Puja is also a ritual.
And the other question is that I noticed that the panchalika is
panchalika.
Panchalika is
panchalika. It's not panchalika. Pancha is five. Panchalika.
Panchalika.
No, pa no. Panchalika.
Panchalika.
Yes? It's not panchalika. It's panchalika.
Panchalika.
Wonderful.
And I notice it is a boy. The doll is a boy. It's also female.
No. It's just a doll. We are not talking about the gender of the doll.
Ah, okay. But if it's a doll, it's always female, even though the doll is of a boy.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. That was my.
That's an interesting question, though. So, any other doubts?
No, dhanyavadah. Bhagini, I'm not in the Google groups, I think, for this session. But I prefer to be in this session than in the Wednesday one.
1 second. Who is talking?
Should I talk to Swaroop? Swaroop Mahade?
May I know your name? I'm
sorry. Gayatri.
Oh, okay. I see two Gayatris, then Gayatri Khanna, and both are the same, is it?
Yeah, both are me. I just logged in from my phone and my computer because I couldn't hear you.
Okay. I just got confused. Okay. So if you want to be in this class, that's fine. You are not receiving emails, is it?
No, I'm not receiving emails. I'm actually in the ninth group also, the ninth batch also, because that they're beginning with it, right? But I like this class the best. So I want to stay in this
batch. Actually, a lot of other batch students have also mentioned this, that you're not receiving the emails. I think there is some issue. You just check spam once. Okay.
I checked spam. I'm not getting... Last time Monica forwarded the email to me for the homework.
Okay. You better write it to Swaroop Mahodaya so that he'll be able to help you out.
Okay.
Okay, one last time. Wind up within 5 minutes. I hope it is okay with you.
Yes, absolutely. No problem. We are done.
Nasti, which is, it is there and it is not there. So, see the picture. Pustakam asti vidyut deepaha, which is a tube light or bulb. It is not there. So, vidyut deepaha nasti. Likewise, you can see, if you don't understand the meaning, you can text me or Google. For example, ghati, pushpam, upanetram, Sanganakam, Lekhani, Chashakaha, Duravani, Patrika. So all this you try to understand the meaning and see if it is there in the picture. If it is there, then write Asti. If it is not there, then write Nasti. Is that clear?
Yes. Up to there is the homework?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. I cannot hear anything. Am I the only
Me
one?
Me too. I could not hear anything.
Oh, I'm sorry. I muted by mistake. I hope I'm audible now.
Yeah, we can hear
you
now.
Quick recap of the class. First, we saw Mama Nama, right?
Yes.
And then Bhavataha Nama, Bhavatyaha Nama. And then we saw He, She, It, nearby and far away. Eshaha, Esha, Etat. Saha, Sa, Tat. Near and far, he, she, it, respectively. Then we saw Va, Am, Na. Balakaha, Va. Is he a boy? Am, Saha, Balakaha. Na, Saha, Vriddha. Yes, he is a boy. No, he is a old man, like that. And then we saw the usage of saha, sa, tat again in the form of different flavors, where you will be using it in front of a pullinga, strilinga, napumsakalinga pada. We also learned what a pratipadikam is. Pratipadikam is a nominal stem for a noun. Dhatu is a nominal root for a verb. And we also saw the case, and not case endings, it's the ending of pullinga, strilinga. Napumsakalinga, there will always be im, pushpam, phalam, patram, kankatam, bhavachitram. So everything will be in im, im only. And nityopayogini vastuni, which is the daily usable things, which are a set of words in masculine, feminine and neutral gender. And finally, we saw asti nasti. Chitram drishtva asti athava nasti iti likhatu. So, seeing the picture, chitram drishtva, asti athava nasti, yes or no, available or not available, iti likhatu, likewise, write. I hope it was clear.
Yes, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Manika, can you do the Shanti Mantra?
Yes, thank you.
Yes, if you could please put it on the screen.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have it?
I'm just checking. I don't think I have it here. Okay. It will be in some other presentation probably.
Oh, let me see if I have it. I think I have it here. Yes.
Okay.
I found it.
Yeah.
Okay. Om Sarvesham Svastir Bhavatu. Sarvesham Shantir Bhavatu. Sarvesham Purnam Bhavatu. Sarvesham Mangalam Bhavatu. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi.
Dhanyavadaha.